Hello. All right. Well, I'm trying to speak pipe. I'm going to try again, though.
I believe that was Kathy Bacon.
Yes, I think it was Kathy Bacon.
She didn't say who it was.
We know who it was.
We know who it was. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
And I think that the reason that the duration between our episodes seems so long to you is that you're used to listening to Big Fatty, who puts out 5 shows a week.
Yeah, we don't roll that way.
No. No, we're lucky if we get like 2 or 3 down a month.
Yep. You have to have a little patience with us. We're slow.
Yes. So thank you for that voicemail.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
You're used to listening to Big Fatty, who puts out.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1576 of the BFO for Friday, the 7th of February, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we've got a sizzling show because it's Bacon Palooza. Yes, it is. Hello, Bacon Festers. Big Fatty, is that like some kind of festering pot? No, Bacon Fest. Like a festival of bacon. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, hi. I hope you're for right. Is going well, y'all. The conference, the big regional coal miners conference, is in full swing. And y'all, I've run home real quick, like to record the little show. Cause y'all, you gotta have a little show. It doesn't matter what's going on. There's gotta be a little show. Yes, Big Fatty, such dedication. Do you that's how you roll. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, before we get into Bacon Fest, y'all, let's do this. Yeah, I gotta see y'all today, Friday, the 7th of February, y'all. It is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of, y'all, he's a famous artist. He is just a famous artist from out there in the Wenatchee, Washington State, y'all. It is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for that Q-Sledge, Larry. And Larry, I hope that it's going to be a lovely day out there. And then, y'all, tomorrow, the 8th of February, y'all, it's half of the tag team of Tom and Terry. Now, I don't know which of their places they'll be celebrating, but y'all, tomorrow, the 8th, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for Terry up there in the Chicago's. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. And so, Terry and Q-Sledge, we hope you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, I would caution Terry to eat anything, especially made by Dick, unless it's in the form of a cake.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello.
Happy Bacon.
Hey. What the hell happened in Atlanta in 2008? In Georgia? Is that, I swear, if that's the night the lights went out.
Y'all, I got nothing. Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. And I'm not quite sure what prompted that, but anyway, and y'all, that may, you may have to mark this day down. That may be the very shortest call we've ever had from Miss Bacon. Big fatty, but we've got plenty more. You're right.
Hey, boys. Hey, Poodle. How are you?
Hi.
Fat there?
Yes.
Oh, I was just looking at my phone.
Uh-huh.
And looking at the minutes.
Yeah.
So I've had my phone for like 394 days.
Yeah.
And I have made 1,000 calls.
To the BFO?
And I've talked for... 1,865 minutes.
18 minutes
and,
a call.
999 of those calls were to the BFO.
Oh!
Okay, fine, just kidding. Anyway.
Ready, you're a dork. Poodle, don't call Miss Bacon a dork. Big Fatty, she said it and she was a dork. But anyway, Miss Bacon, y'all, first of all, let me just say this. I'm delighted that Miss Bacon has called the little show so much because, y'all, quite frankly, I needed to have a day like this where I could just... play a buttload of big fatty voice letters, and y'all, quite frankly, I've got a buttload from Miss Bacon, and so Miss Bacon, and I truly mean this. Thank you so much for all these calls, and I know that there are some that are like, oh dear gosh, Miss Bacon, it's a bacon fest, but you know there are others that that adore you, that just adore you, and So anyway, and y'all, please, I encourage all of you to pick up the phone and call the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty, maybe they can be caller number 3,000.
Seriously, I think today was probably my favorite show. I love Bubble Wrap. I'm listening to the All About Me, and I just love Curtis. He calls and says, okay, well, I don't have anything else to say, or I don't know what else to say. I'm just going to hang up. Hello. That's my new rule. I don't know what to say. I'm just gonna.
Oh, dear Gussie, Miss Bacon, Poodle enjoyed that bubble wrap also, and you know that was National Bubble Wrap Day. That was back on. Let's just see this little Big Fatty. Look at the calendar. I think that was on the 27th. I think that's the last Monday in June. So y'all, that was about 2 weeks ago. Yes, Big Fatty, and Miss Bacon. How timely though that you reference the Game Night Gals, Curtis from the Game Night Gals, because they were at the beginning of today's little show. Big Fatty, everything on this show is just as timely as I don't know.
Hey, Fat, it's Bacon. I'm at the Vons. Can you get some bananas? A banana a day keeps the doctor away. All right. Well, anyway, I just saw the craziest thing on Facebook. Okay, if you ever go to Atlanta during the business hours, just shoot George a message and say, hey, how's the traffic? He gives you the traffic report. Okay, now if I worked in a building that was that tall, the only thing I would see when I got to the window would be my vomit on the window, on the glass, because if he's that high up, he can see like 8 avenues. Hello? That's going to be like one tall building. But anyway, that was so cool. All right, well, I hope you all are safe over there. I don't know. We're driving on ice over here, but this is like something we do 6 months out of the year. So good luck with your snowflakes.
Yeah, Gussie, Miss Bacon, thank you so much. And Miss Bacon, as you know, everything went just well during Snowmageddon. And Miss Bacon, I will say this about George. George lives in a fancy high-rise. You know, I believe he's just across the hall from the Jeffersons. You know, he's a deluxe apartment in the sky, and y'all, he has a gorgeous. I'm sure many of you have seen pictures off of his balcony. In fact, I just saw that George had posted a new little balcony boo. I hope he's out there on the balcony. Big Fatty, it's probably too cold. It may be, but you know, it was 70 degrees, 2 days after the snow here, but so who knows? But anyway, y'all, there's something to be said, and Miss Bacon, let me assure you that if I'm ever in the building that's up that high and you go towards the window, and I'm not cleaning up any very vulgar.
This message is for Howdy Do Pancakes, and I just wanted to say somebody's car is parked outside in this freezing cold because somebody's shorts got in a bundle because well, somebody used the keypad outside on the garage to open the garage door and hit one of the brackets on the new garage door on the back of the Yukon, and then came in the house and tried to act, you know, nonchalant about it. And so I just said, well, then forget it. If you can't hang up a ball from the ceiling so I know where to stop on in the driveway or in the garage, then I'll just park in the driveway. So, womp womp. I swear. All right. Well, all right. Nobody else has to listen to that message. That's just for the pancakes.
Oh! Yeah, Gussie, Miss Bacon, first of all, Calvin and JR over there at the Howdy Do Pancakes, please excuse the delay in getting this impotent message to you. Evidently, I did not listen to it, so I'm not quite sure how to respond, other than to say that if you would like to send Miss Bacon a reply, please feel free to call the BFO. Fatty, we need content.
Hey, fart, it's Bacon. I just looked at my cellular telephonic device and have recognized that I haven't called the listener line for 2 days, and I'm getting nervous knee, like as in my knee is just shaking. Okay, so I have quite a pile of change or whatever that I've gotten, and I brought my can and the change, and I thought, you know what, this would be a good way to get more change is like move, you know, like don't stand on the same corner like day after day. So after work today, I'm going to go stand down on the corner. Well, I can't stand on the police station's right across the street, so I probably shouldn't stand on either of those two corners. But anyway, I brought the can, I brought the change, and I thought, well, if I shake it, people will go, hey, look at her. She does have money. She doesn't need mine, which will then make them like want to give more. But anyway, I have a grievance to file here. I would like to know who the other participants were. I would like their names read and their guesses, even if it is Laughing Buddha saying $4.8 million or whatever, you know, or if it's Skeeter saying 64 cents. I think everybody else wants to know, too, whose guesses were or what. I thought my guess was pretty close, but it was only about one-third the way right. I'm like, it's the thing with numbers. Like, I just want, like, I always have to go, okay, this was the, okay.
Yeah, I see y'all. Miss Baker, this is an excellent idea, and I'm just going to go over here, and I'm going to read the coupon contract. Big Fatty, we threw that away when you did the number one fat. Oh. Well, Miss Bacon, I don't think we're going to do that. I just, you know, it's very personal information, and we probably shouldn't give those kind of guesses out. So we're not going to be able to do that. But thank you for calling.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. don't get too close. I just say Nunion. Hey, I was just calling because you said that you had a bag. Seriously, I have to burp. Hold on a second. Lord, I hope you didn't hear that. Seriously. Well, it's because I ate an onion with soda. Carbonation, you know. Okay, so anyway, the reason I'm calling is because you said you had a backlog of voice letters, and what nothing better than to just add to it. So basically, I was just wondering, you know, Sweetheart's Day is coming up, and I always have to go around and find out who will be my Valentine. Well, anyway, I like to ask the whole entire your listeners if they would be my Valentine, but that's not really what I called for. What I called for was, I see Miley Cyrus is going to open her Bangers show in Vancouver, and I was mostly wondering if Faye Driver was going to take Mr. Anderson to that on Sweetheart's Day.
Well, Miss Bieber, I mean, Miss Bieber, Fanny, Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon, I don't think that the Faye Driver will be taking Mr. Anderson to into that Billy Ray Cyrus concert, because he is currently comforting that Justin Bieber at the castle, and because you know he needs to be mentored. He needs to have a positive role model. Fatty the Faye Driver's a positive role model for Justin Bieber. Yes, Fatty, you got a point there. Miss Bacon, you do bring up a good point that next week is VD week, and y'all. By the way, I'm eating some fried okra now. This is just for the Seda 69. Big Fatty, he's gonna be mad. You know, do you like the fried okra? I know that Big Ricky does, and Miss Melissa Melinda likes it because we had it at the fried chicken factory out there in the Luxor last year. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, next week is of course VD week, and y'all, let me just be the first to say happy VD, Big Fatty, Mama.
He farts. It's so funny. Okay, I'm standing next to the counter, with my cell phone plugged in, and it's not plugged into the little square block that plugs into the outlet. Okay, this is a serious call. I'm calling to say, I'm not even going to say it. I was going to say, but I'm listening to Scotty, and he was sitting on his mom's toilet cleaning his hard drive. Okay, so that will be the new code for.
Yeah, gotcha, Miss Bacon. Thank you for the serious call. And Big Fatty, you cleared your hard drive this morning. I really did. Y'all, the coffee was just working overtime. Big Fatty, please.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. So if this call isn't crystal clear, it's got to be this crap phone because I'm sitting in a room all by myself, like with all my friends. So anyway, a few minutes ago, I was like, I wish somebody would just talk me out of having this pancake because I feel like a cannonball, you know, like how do you do pancakes? And now I'm eating a pancake and like those people who eat people cannonball. So anyway, then the other day I was thinking, I wish I had, I wish I had a magazine. So like, I want to, like, I'm not a sit on the toilet, read a magazine kind of person. I think that's just nasty. But I do like to sit in front of the window and watch the traffic go by and look through a magazine. I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to go home and subscribe to some magazines. And now I just remembered what made me feel that way was Barron. Barron is like starting a magazine. Well, it's a zine something. But anyway, I hope you all get your subscriptions. Did you subscribe? It's coming through the mail. Like, now when I go to the mailbox, I'm going to have like 40 pieces of junk mail and a periodical from Barron. Yeah.
Dear Gussie Big Fatty, I think we need to get her a prescription to Cannonball Magazine. But you may be right, Poodle. So, anyway, Miss Bacon, thank you so much. And, I'm sorry I couldn't have been there to talk you out of eating that pancake. Because, we don't need you to be like one of those zombies and walk around like a cannonball. Big Fatty, she's as crazy as a loon. Where's you? Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I still got one, two, no, I played that one. Big Fatty, no, I didn't. No, I've got one, two, three, four, five more to go. Big So, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. And Miss Bacon, I want to say once again, thank you so much. For calling in and helping Big Fatty out today, because y'all, it was just one of those days, and y'all, I've got a reputation. I have got a reputation, as you heard at the beginning of today's little show, when that cheap blue guitar over at the Game Night Gal said to Brian.
You're used to listening to Big Fatty, who puts out.
Big Fatty, he didn't say it to Brian, he said it to Curtis.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. me. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.